dear students. Here I am again with another vocal recording. In this recording, I am going to share with you some information that you need to know about the Celts, spelled C-E-L-T-S. So, if you are ready, let's start. Who were the Celts? The Celts were one of the earlier inhabitants of present-day United Kingdom. They lived during the Iron Age. Please check the PDF file that you have for an approximate time frame of this age. The word Celt comes from the Greek word Keltoi, spelled K-E-L-T-O-I. Keltoi means what? Keltoi means barbarians, that is, savages. No one called these prehistoric people who lived in Britain during the Iron Age Celts until the 18th century. You need to know that before the 18th century, these people were simply known as Britons, spelled B-R-I-T-O-N-S. You should know that Northwest Europe was dominated by three main Celtic groups. The Gauls, spelt G-A-U-L-S, lived in France. The Britons, spelt B-R-I-T-O-N-S, lived in the UK, or simply Britain. And the Gaels, spelt G-A-E-L-S, lived in Ireland. Okay? Good. Now, let's carry on with the same question. Who were the Celts? The Celts were fierce warriors. They liked to cover themselves in blue paint and tattoos to have a frightening, that is, a very scary look when they fought wars in the naked. Right? If there was a battle in Celtic times, anyone could be asked to fight. Women as well as men. Celts used iron spears and swords, and they also carried long shields made from wood or iron. Right? Let us carry on with the same question, okay, about the Celts. Okay? So, you also need to know that the Celts lived in roundhouses. They were farmers. They grew their own food and learned where they could gather nuts, berries, and honey around their village. They also raised or kept animals such as cows and chickens. Groups of houses built on top of hills were called hill forts. People living there could see if any enemies were coming just by looking out over the valleys, and could build strong walls around the hill to help defend it. Right? Good. Now, Let's have an idea about the religion of the Celts. So, the religion of the Celts was in the hands of the Druids, spelled D-R-U-I-D-S. Who were the Druids? The Druids were priests. Celtic priests, I mean. And the Celts believed that they understood nature and the world around them so well that they could predict the future from it. Druids also acted as judges in Celtic society and even doctors. They knew a lot about the healing properties of plants and which ones would help someone feel better if they were ill or hurt. The Celts believed that there were gods for every part of life and that the Druids were the ones who understood how to speak to them and interpret what they wanted. Okay? Good. Again. Now, whenever you hear about Boudica, you need to know what. I mean, who was Boudica? Spelled B-O-U-D-I-C-C-A. Boudica was the Celtic queen who led a revolt against the Romans when they invaded Britain in AD 43. Right? Good once again. Now let's move to the last point, I think. Yes. Let's have an idea about the Celtic languages that are still spoken in present-day United Kingdom. You need to know that the following languages are clear signs that the UK, once upon a time, was inhabited by a prehistoric people named the Celts. So, what are those languages that are still spoken nowadays in the UK? We have the Irish language. As a Celtic language, the Irish language is the official language of the Republic of Ireland. Right? The Scottish Gaelic, spelled G-A-E-L-I-C, is a Celtic language which is spoken mainly in Scotland. Third, Welsh. Welsh is another Celtic language which is the official language of Wales. The last language is Cornish, spelt C-O-R-N-I-S-H. Cornish is the Celtic language spoken in Cornwall, spelt C-O-R-N-W-A-L-L. What is Cornwall? Cornwall is a county in England. Right? That's it for the time being. Thank you so much for listening, and let's move to another recording that speaks about Roman Britain.